the final day of our Room to Breathe experience. I wonder how you're feeling. I want you to just notice a few things with me here. Isn't it cool when we realize that it's not impossible to have the thing that we want? And what a relief it can be to go, oh yeah, this can be easy. It's not impossible to create some breathing room. It's what you said, like you register for this because you're like, yes, help me, Lisa, with this. And you've just been given a few really, really simple ways. But do you know what you've also done? Just even listening to them. If you're still listening to this fifth audio, that's amazing. That's a gift that you've given yourself. You've just focused on yourself in new ways. Whether you've done whatever I've suggested or not, it doesn't actually matter. What matters is how you're feeling in yourself. And here's the thing. It's not impossible to create breathing room, but it's most likely that your focus has not been on creating breathing room. It's been focused on the squeeze and how hard everything feels. Can you see how just shifting your attention to what's possible as opposed to what feels really hard is a massive shift in itself? It's most likely that it's not impossible to create breathing room, but if your focus is never on yourself, then you'll never make a shift. Without a doubt, it's undeniable that there is a fallout from the last few years and that many women are feeling more tired and more overwhelmed than usual. And there's sort of been blow after blow after hit after what the heck. And yet, even amongst all that, even if we know that, even if we know there is this fallout, even if we know we're not feeling our best, we continue on in exactly the same way, somehow expecting things will magically change. Like, we keep expecting the same things from ourselves, even when we can't deliver it. Can you see how nuts that is? How so much angst is wrapped up in that? And how it also keeps us in this perpetual cycle of waiting for everything out there to be cool and smooth and predictable and to, you know, so that we can feel that. But that's not how it happens. Things don't just magically change out there and then you get delivered the peace, the rest, the pleasure that you are craving. Sometimes we need to commit in new ways to our own inner transformation because for sure we can't actually control what's happening on the outside. And I think where a lot of women have felt stuck this year is that we've just kept waiting to be delivered the magic pill. And anything outside of the essentials to just keep life ticking over has felt really, really hard. It's felt like an extra we just cannot do. And I really get that. I've really had to go back to basics with myself. And while creating the breathing room was kind of the first step, I had to remind myself that there's just some core foundational basics that if I could just go back to them, basic principles, basic tools that I use for my life and apply them to the areas of my life that really, really make a difference every day to how I feel, then that would pretty much revolutionize what I'm feeling right now. But it was only when I decided it could be simple for me to do that, that it didn't actually add anything extra, that allowed me to start the process. And I want to remind you of this too. What if more of what you want is actually simpler to get than you think? What if it didn't require too much of you, but freed up so much more of you? What if that version of you that's drowning under it all has a chance to surface? What if she's right there and you just need to give her a chance to find her feet again? What if all the old ways of punishing ourselves because we're not where we want to be or we're not being who we should be are just freaking let go? What if we stop fighting the reality of our lives and wishing it away and instead create changes from exactly this place? I mean, what if focusing on pleasure and rest and simplifying things was actually the key? Could it be? I've explored this with myself over the last few months, and I'm here to tell you for freaking sure it can be. I mean, could you allow just a next step of upgrading to feel easy and fun? I mean, is it time to get honest with yourself? How long do you want to stay in this place? Is it time to start to nail the basics and see improvement in areas of your life that have just felt sticky, muddy, heavy? I want you to sit with something today. Your simple task today is to just ponder a question. I want you to ponder the question, what do I want? And when I ask you that, I wonder, does an answer easily come to you or do you struggle with that? Either way, it's totally fine. I have struggled with the what do I want question because I sort of thought that there might have to be a right answer. there's some big thing that I should want and it's got to lead me in a direction and I should be thinking about what I want 5 years down the track and be taking steps towards that right now. Oh my God. No, that's not what I want you to do here. That's not where we're at this stage, I don't think. I think we're actually in a stage of recalibration, healing. We are absolutely evolving into what we're not sort of too sure. And so that's why the answers have to be a little bit more immediate. The question has to be brought into the present. What do you want right now? Right now. And when you start to ponder this question, and as I said, it's okay if it's actually hard for you to come up with an answer for that because most of the time, I bet you're spending your time thinking about what everyone else wants and needs. And if it's been a while since you've asked yourself what you want, that's okay. Give yourself permission to just explore it in your mind with a cuppa, on a walk, whatever. When we ask ourselves, what do I want right now? Then we have to get honest with ourselves and ask, am I actually taking genuine steps towards this? Because if not, here we stay. Harsh. but true. One thing that I've learned so much over the last few years, growing and I guess evolving beyond the life that existed a couple of years ago, is that when we as women lead, let our desires lead us, even when we just stop to consider them, we can honestly revolutionize our lives. And it doesn't have to be hard. It just doesn't. So many of us are so out of touch with that. I know, I was. And amongst all the craziness of this year and the past few years, it's so easy for that to fall off the agenda. And yet, it's kind of like our secret weapon. We can create life. And we are hugely, hugely powerful beings. Look at what you're managing every single day. Imagine if a portion of that was focused on you and what you desire and making your life as the individual woman that you are better. And here is where the problem is. It's not that you don't know this stuff. It's not that you don't have the answers inside you. It's that it is so easy for that focus to be lost amongst the competing demands of our lives. We lose ourselves amongst it all. And then we think it's got to be really, really hard to get back on track because we're so mean to ourselves when we feel like we're off track. I mean, what is on and off track anyway? It's just one big life. It's always moving and changing. We spend all our time in our heads, mostly thinking about other people and fulfilling obligations, and we forget to gently place our attention on ourselves and where it makes the biggest difference. I think if you look around so much about habit change or lifestyle change, it can feel really hard and like you have to give up heaps of stuff in order to be able to make some shifts. And I'm here to tell you that that's just not true. There's a different way. And I have a brand new experience available for women who are looking to keep themselves front and center for a little while. Believe me, that doesn't mean everything around you is going to crumble. This experience is for women who are done with the status quo and done waiting for everything to get cool in the world, in their relationship, with their kids, in order to start focusing on themselves. It's for women who are, looking to make simple upgrades to their lives that actually make a real difference to how they feel. I guess it's for women who want out of survival mode and to find their spark again. And I'm going to be explaining all about this when I share some real talk with you. So I want you to make sure to commit to watching that, because I'll be breaking down things that we women actually need to thrive. Like, let's cut out the crud. Let's cut out the superfluous stuff. Let's cut out the expectation that we can completely upend our lives while we start to improve it. I know these things might surprise you, and you'll definitely walk away with a much clearer sense of your next steps. I will see you there. And until then, what do you want, amazing woman? What do you want? I would love to know. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you are feeling like you've got a bit more room to breathe. See you soon.